Jim Gravel from WXEY Radio. I'm here today with Jeremy Morey of the McKean County Planning Commission. Jeremy's here today to speak with us on the upcoming 2020 census.
Hello, thank you for having me. I want to talk to your listeners about the importance of the census and the upcoming 2020 census. We should start seeing the packets coming in the mail, your self-response packets. I actually got mine last night, and I mailed it back this morning. So those are out and about. We would encourage people to fill those out once they get them and return them as soon as possible. The census day is April 1st, and if you want to avoid the enumerators like yourself coming and knocking on your door, get those back as soon as possible. I believe the enumerators will be out in mid-April, if I'm correct, and we'll start knocking on doors. So I want to encourage everybody to get it done as quickly as possible and return it to the Census Bureau.
I was out over the weekend. I spoke to a few people that told me they had received it in the mail. Mm-hmm. A lot of them got online right away.
Yep.
And others said they already dropped it in the mail. That's great.
That's fantastic, yeah. And I'm glad that you mentioned the online. That's new this year, along with the mail-in. And this year is also a telephone feature. So there's multiple opportunities for people to fill out the census and return it if you don't want to do the hard copy. It takes about 10 minutes of your time, and it's very, very important that people do this. It determines federal dollars coming into the state and into the county, and it also determines our federal representation in Washington. So it's not to be taken lightly. It's 10 minutes of your time, and you can do a great benefit to your community by doing it.
So important to the community. We can't have all those federal and state benefits that we have without having numbers of people.
Right, exactly. And, you know, the Census Bureau gave us some information here, and for every person that is not counted, that equates to $2,100 in federal funding every year. And over the life of the census, that's 10 years, it's $21,000. So that's a lot of money in federal dollars that aren't coming into the county just by simply ignoring it. It's something that is constitutionally mandated in Article 1, Section 2 of the Constitution. And we've had a census every 10 years since 1790. So it's a long-standing tradition and law in this country. We want to stress to everybody that it's safe, it's easy, and it's important. A lot of people disregard the census and say, well, that's none of the government's business. Well, they can rest assured that the information collected in the census stays at the Census Bureau. That does not get distributed even amongst the Department of Commerce. That stays right in the census. And so none of your personal information will be spread to different departments. I know there was some concern last year with the Trump administration putting on a potential citizenship question. That is not on there this year. The Supreme Court shot that down. So there will be no reporting to the Department of Justice, to Department of Homeland Security, to ICE, anything like that. It simply asks your name, your age, your sex, and your race. That's it. So they're not really diving into the weeds too much in your personal life. They'll never ask for bank account information or your Social Security number. So we've already heard in the winds some potential scams going around that are asking for that information. So I want everybody to be rest assured that if you see a census form show up that is asking for Social Security numbers or asking for bank account information, that is a false document. You should destroy it immediately and not respond to that. If they feel that they want to contact the police, we would encourage them to do that. But yeah, by no means should they be filling any of that information out.
There's so many fallacies that mm-hmm. go along with this. Like you said, people think that the IRS is going to look
yeah.
at it.
Or,
and it's simply not the case at all.
Right, yeah. And it's actually prohibited by federal law to be shared. Anybody that shares this information within the Census Bureau or even the enumerators, I believe you have to take an oath and say that you keep all this information confidential. The fine is $250,000 and 4 years in federal prison. So it's very serious. People should feel very comfortable that their information is safeguarded and is not going to be distributed around throughout the federal government and the different agencies.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I would like to inform everybody that the McKean County Commissioners have created a complete count committee. And we have a few individuals from Kane, actually, Mr. Boyer, who's been an enumerator. This will be his third census. And Mr. Ostrowski. He's been going around to the senior centers in our area. But the complete count committee, we're concentrating on the low response tracks. There are three that we've identified in the county that have a low response from the 2010 census. Two of those are in the city of Bradford, And unfortunately, one is right here in Kane, encompassing parts of the borough, Wetmore, and Hamilton townships. The one here in Kane had a low response rate of 20%, and the Census Bureau sets a benchmark at 15%. So we have some, I'm doing a radio ads, we're going to have some things in the paper, we're going to have some yard signs that look like political signs, but it just says, you count McKean County Census. We have some flyers and literature that'll be going out, just really to encourage everybody to complete the census when they get it, and make sure that everybody is counted. I alluded to earlier the lost federal dollars by not being counted, and Sean McLaughlin works out of my office, he's our GIS coordinator. He did some tabulations on the self-response rates and the under-response rates from the 2010 census, and McKean County potentially lost out on $166 million in federal funding due to low response in the 2010 census. So when you look at what that goes towards your roads and bridges from the federal highways, it goes towards WIC, to Medicare, Medicaid, to CDBG funding. Kane lost their CDBG money last time due to undercount. So there's a whole host of federal programs that are affected by the census. Every year, the federal government gives out $675 billion, and that's allocated by census. So if we're not getting the proper count in McKean County, you can rest assured that those dollars will not be coming to northern Pennsylvania.
So if you would be one of those people that choose not to help with the census and filling out your form, you could be responsible for one of those potholes.
You certainly could. Yes, absolutely. You know, when we look at the map that the Census Bureau has put together for response rates, southeastern Pennsylvania is by far the best at responding to the census. Their response rates are mid-80s to low 90% responses. So you hate to say, oh, Philly's getting the money. Well, in this case, they are. You know, they are responding to the census. North Central Pennsylvania is not typically responding to the census. So if you don't want all the money going down to Lancaster, York, and Harrisburg and Philadelphia, fill out the census. Make sure that money is coming back to McKean County. With the Complete Count Committee, we are conducting a community contest, and we hope to get the school districts on board. The census tract in a municipality that has the lowest non-response rate, again, the benchmark is 15%, will get a prize. We've applied to the state for some funding. I've met with the Smethport School District, and they've distributed roughly 800 pieces of literature to their families that are in the district to make sure, and they're going to continue to harp on the students, the faculty, and the families of that district. The importance of the census. Make sure you take it. Get it done quickly. It's very easy. It's safe, and it's very important. So, again, I can't drive that point home enough. Take the census when you get it. Then you avoid the people coming knocking on your door.
And aside from filling out the form, the other thing that's important for each individual is to go out and speak positively of the census to your neighbors and pass on the word of the importance to this to them. Let's get competitive in McKean County and make sure that we get that money that last time went to Philadelphia and in the cities. And let's get that here.
Absolutely.
By working as a team.
Mm-hmm. And everybody can be an ambassador for the census. I took it last night and mailed it back this morning. I can tell my friends and family, make sure you take the census. Make sure you complete it. Everybody can be an ambassador. If you can't be part of our Complete Count Committee, by all means, just spread the word. Ensure that everybody that you know takes the census.
Okay, Jeremy, thank you very much for having us. Is there anything you wanted to add? Or?
No, I just wanted to let everybody know that we are working closely with our public libraries and our senior centers to continue to push the message out. So we have a fantastic group of people, and if anybody wants any more information, they can contact me at my office, 887-2754. And I'd be happy to pass on any information.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming today.
Yeah, thank you.
And once again, to our listeners, please step up, help us with the census, help make McKean County a stronger community, a stronger place to live. And thank you for listening. This is Jim Greville, WXEY Radio, Kane Community Radio.